Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Dan Haney in for Connie Fellman with this local news update. A former Green Bay High School football coach fired amid controversy last year will not run for a seat on the school board. According to a report by Fox 11 News, Nico Silla was the head football coach at Green Bay East High School, as well as the school's manager of engagement, attendance, and advocacy. The school board voted to fire Silla on grounds of intentionally falsifying student attendance records and unauthorized transportation of students, among dozens of other allegations. On the night he was fired by a 5-2 vote, Silla announced plans to run for a seat on the school board himself. Instead, Silla reportedly sent a text to Fox 11 saying he plans to focus on his youth mentoring program. An Appleton man has been arrested for a series of cell phone thefts over the holidays on Facebook Marketplace. Oshkosh police say the man arranged two meetings leading up to Christmas and one a couple of days after to purchase cell phones. Officers say in each case, the man met with the victims to buy their cell phone, but then took the devices without paying and ran away. The suspect allegedly used several different fake Facebook accounts he created to facilitate the transactions. Fox Crossing police officers arrested the man last Friday. He faces two counts of theft, one count of strong-armed robbery, and nine counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. Police are reminding the public to be cautious when buying or selling items online. Many local police departments, including Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay, provide safe trade locations that are monitored by surveillance cameras. One young deer is back out in the woods after being an unintentional house guest for the weekend in Grand Chute. Authorities say the deer crashed through a window into the basement while the homeowners were away. A neighbor checking on the home found the deer and called Grand Chute police. Law enforcement worked with a local wildlife removal company to get the deer out safely. Police say no one was hurt and the deer was released safely. The father of an Oneida teen hospitalized, weighing 35 pounds, was ordered to stand trial on child neglect charges yesterday. Walter Goodman, along with his wife, daughter, and daughter's partner, all face several counts of chronic neglect of a child, resulting in bodily harm and emotional damage. Goodman waived a preliminary hearing yesterday. He's scheduled to return to court for an arraignment on January 30th. A middle school teacher in Neenah has been placed on leave after the school district says he was investigated for drug possession. Benjamin Schmidt was charged last week with possession of a controlled substance and possession of THC. According to a criminal complaint, Schmidt's wife found the drugs while cleaning the home in preparation for a divorce. She reported the drugs to the police. The complaints state that officers found the products in Schmidt's car at Neenah Middle School and an empty bag from a controlled substance in his classroom desk. Schmidt faces prison time and driver's license revocation if convicted on all counts. Titletown viewers are in luck for the Packers-Bears matchup this weekend. We'll be able to watch the game on NBC 26 this Saturday night. However, if you live outside of Green Bay or Milwaukee's local television markets, you'll need to have a Prime Video subscription or the NFL Plus mobile app to tune into the wildcard game. After two down-to-the-wire games during the regular season, this will only be the third time in history the division rivals will face off in the postseason. The last time was the 2010 NFC Championship game at Soldier Field. The Packers won that matchup on their way to winning Super Bowl 45. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. this Saturday night.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Event Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down. But we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scores. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is icy out there this morning. It is cloudy. We have fog. Areas of freezing drizzle, a little light snow in spots, and that's going to continue through this morning into this afternoon. We will get into the mid-30s here by later today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more patchy fog. Could get icy into the low 20s tomorrow. Sunny and warmer, upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.